Jersey Boys, the Tony-winning musical from 2006 that tracks the story of the Four Seasons. For people who don't know, we're one of these sort of prototypes of a boy band in a lot of ways. Sold 175 million records. I did not know that in their career. All before they were 30 years old. Made up of four kids who actually wrote their own songs, which sort of makes them not your average boy band. What sounds really interesting to me about this show, a couple things. I'm not a fan of musical theater in general, as anyone who listens to this regularly will know. But the jukebox musical that has come along and propelled shows like Million Dollar Quartet, where it's just full of that Sun Records music, or the Buddy Holly musical that's just all Buddy Holly music, I can really get on board with those. So in this, you get the Four Seasons with those crazy four-part harmonies. Should be pretty interesting. You're going to get a slew of their hit songs, of course. The way they tell the story is through each actor that's portraying a member of the band takes a section and sort of narrates it from his point of view. So one member will talk about the uprise of the band. The next part of the story will be the downfall, the inevitable downfall, the relationships crumbling, things like that. So it should be pretty interesting. Taking a while for this show to get here, as I mentioned. 2006 was the Tony Award-winning season, and it's here at Capitol Theater running from June 4th until June 16th. So it'll be interesting to see if we get some big crowds for that one or not.
This would be the kind of show that would be in the new performance venue that Mayor Becker is
right. Like, this would be one that they would hope maybe they would have gotten a little faster because it was a big hit musical that has gotten out on the road and obviously was a big commercial hit on Broadway. So it'll be interesting to see at Capitol Theater, which should be able to handle all the technical necessities of a show like this pretty easily. It did so with Million Dollar Quartet. Should be interesting to see how well it sells for this 12-day run here.